Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been looking at the thought, questioning Christmas, and we've been looking at Matthew chapter number 2. And we see some questions that were asked here, first of the wise men, then by Herod. And we have seen that each of those questions were already answered in Scripture, in the Old Testament, prophecies that were given many years before the birth of Christ. The first question was, where is he that is born King of the Jews? And of course, Herod had no idea that a king was coming forth from the Hebrew people. But there was no excuse for not knowing of whom he would be born, because the scripture said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, in Genesis 49:10. There was no excuse for not knowing what would be the sign that he would be born. The wise men told Herod, for we have seen his star in the east. That scripture was in Numbers 24:17, where the Bible declared, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star, with a capital S, out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. And then there was no excuse for not knowing where he would be born, because they asked the chief priests and the scribes together where Christ should be born. And of course, that answer was given by the chief priests and scribes out of Micah 5:2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. And then there was no excuse for not knowing when he would be born. Herod in verse 7 of Matthew 2 diligently inquired what time the star appeared. And it's a little complicated, but we saw in Daniel 9:25 that the time that Christ would be born and the prophecy of when that time would start was given. It started, we believe, with the issuance to Nehemiah by Artaxerxes to rebuild Jerusalem. And with that, those 69 weeks that would take place, week of weeks, those 483 years. And so today, we come to a question that's not necessarily asked, but it's inferred. Matthew 2, verse 11, the Bible says, and when they were come into the house, speaking of the wise men, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Notice that there's no mention of Joseph. Verse number 13, the Bible said to Joseph in a dream, arise, take the young child and his mother. The young child and his mother. Doesn't call him his son, doesn't call him his wife, but he says the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt. And then the Bible says in verse 14, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed. You see, there was no excuse for not knowing how the Lord Jesus would be born, because the Bible had already told us in Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Because Christ's father was the Holy Spirit, it broke the sin cycle in the flesh. And just as Adam was created without sin and yet plunged the human race into sin by his sin, the first Adam, the last Adam, Christ, broke the sin cycle by not passing to him through the seed of a man, only by the seed of the woman, as prophesied in the book of Genesis, chapter number 3. And just as sure as the people of that day had no excuse for not knowing the coming of Christ, I would say to you today that this generation also has no excuse to not know. The Bible says, but of the times and seasons, brethren, I have no need that I write unto you. And then it goes on to give us some details about that. And it says that we're to comfort one another with these words. I hope today, friend, you're ready to meet Christ. I hope that you know him in the free pardon of sin. Father, we pray that you would speak to some heart, and may they be saved during this Christmas season, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.